You're listening to the Crown Point High School Bulldogs Post Game Show on USA-365.com.
And we are back live here at Crown Point High School. Dave Woodworth along with Frank Sprankle. Mark Smith has gone out to the field to get some post-game interviews and maybe another picture or two after having taken some photos in the first half. Crown Point coming away from their final regular season home game with a 28-0 win over the Chesterton Trojans, scoring one touchdown in each of the four quarters. Let's go ahead and recap the scoring for you. The Bulldogs got on the board in the first quarter following an 8-play, 51-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 7 seconds on the time of possession. It was a pass from Grayson Link to Tyler Gomez for 28 yards with 1:53 to go in the first quarter. Extra point kicks throughout the night by Ben Frederick was good, a total of 4 of them on the night. First quarter ended, Crown Point up 7-0. In the second quarter, Crown Point put together an opening drive in the second quarter, going 10 plays and 41 yards in 4 minutes and 15 seconds, time possession. This one was capped off on a 2-yard run by Griffin Govert with 7:45 to go in the second quarter. The first half would end with Crown Point up 14-0. In the third quarter, Crown Point took the opening possession as they took the opening second half kickoff. 11 plays and 65 yards. Time possession 5:04. And this was a 1-yard run by Tyler Gomez. His second touchdown of the night with 6:56 to go in the game that made the score 21-0 for Crown Point. And in the fourth quarter was actually a defensive touchdown scored by the Bulldogs as the Chesterton quarterback, backup quarterback, who was playing tonight, Corey Boren, made a poor decision to make a pass from his own end zone, and it was actually intercepted in the end zone by Sam Krutz. He didn't have to return it. He was already in the end zone. So 7 points for a touchdown. They're following the extra point kick by Ben Frederick. That coming with 11:56 to go in the fourth quarter. And the two teams exchanged possessions several times there in the fourth quarter, but that would be the final score of the night as Crown Point wins at 28-0. Let's take a look at some of the highlights statistic-wise for the Bulldogs. I had Grayson Link with 5 more pass receptions in the second half to go with his 7 in the first half, for a total of 12 receptions for 189 yards on 16 attempts. I'll have to add up those numbers again to make sure that's correct, but 12 out of 16. Might have had a couple of other incompletes in there. No interceptions. He had one touchdown pass for 28 yards to Tyler Gomez. A couple of nice pass receptions there to Shane McCormick and to Tyler Jones, each of them winding up with 3 receptions apiece. Ben Frederick had 3 receptions, Mark Knox a couple, and of course the touchdown pass to Tyler Gomez. Gomez with 13 carries for 43 yards, and Grayson Link had 12 carries for 47 yards. He was sacked a couple of times. Griffin Govert, 2 carries for 7, including that 2-yard touchdown run that he had there in the second quarter. Taking a look at the Chesterton stats, not a lot of them to really talk about. Corey Boren had 11 carries for 10 yards. Included in there were several losses. I guess 4 of them were for losses there. I'm not sure if all 4 of them were sacks or tackle for losses, but between the 2 of them, yeah, he only netted 10 yards on 11 carries. Louis Razzo, 5 carries for negative 5. Jared Schutick, 7 carries for 10 yards. And I believe there was one pass reception to Mason Kalitha for 6 yards for Corey Bourne, and that was it. So 1 for 6 passing for 6 yards for Chester tonight. We will take a look around the region for some scoreboard updates here in just a little bit. Frank Sprinkle is standing by. Frank, you've been doing some research, checking up. What have we got here so far in other games in the area?
Yeah, I want to thank Mike Udich to my left for helping me, doing a fine job with the 42nd game clock here at Crown Point tonight, as he does every week. In the fourth quarter, these are all games in progress. In the fourth quarter, LaPorte was leading Michigan City 42-38. So a close one brewing at Michigan City Ames Field, the top two dogs in the DAC, LaPorte 1, Michigan City 2, and LaPorte had a 42-38 lead in the fourth quarter. Also in progress, Lake Central on the road against Miraville. Lake Central shutting out Miraville 16-0. Of course, Brent St. Germain taking some time off back as the head coach of Lake Central. Boy, you talk about motivation. Lake Central blanking Miraville 16-0 on the road tonight. In the fourth quarter, 5 minutes remaining, the Portage Indians with a 24-20 lead over the Valparaiso Vikings. That game being played at Valparaiso tonight. Let's take a look at Northwest Crossroads scores as best as we have them. Griffith at home, a 21-7 lead in the third quarter over Andrean. One final to report. This is out of the Hoosier North Conference with local interests. Winamac traveling to Caston tonight, and Winamac blanking Caston 35-0. Also, another score, Mike Udich, thank you for helping me. Boy, Mike, double duty. They don't pay you enough around here, do they? But taking a look at another game out of a non-conference game between a Great Lakes school and a Northwest Crossroads school, Hobart at home taking on Morden, and Hobart was leading Morden 28-12. In the third quarter of that one. It's been a light night in terms of any scores being reported, and it is a busy night of games in Northwest Indiana. Once again, to recap what is happening, we're doing our best to get as much scores as we can, but LaPorte was leading on the road over Michigan City, a nail-biter, 42-38, that game played in the fourth quarter. That game being played at Ames Field in the fourth quarter. Of course, we'll be there with the Bulldogs next week.
Frank, did you report that Lake Central final over Miraville?
I reported it was in progress. Is it a final?
It is a final. Lake Central over Miraville, 23-7.
Wow.
Is a final, as reported, obviously, by a Lake Central fan, probably. Mishawaka over Mishawaka Marion, 26-14. That's a natural rivalry over there, of course, in the Mishawaka area. And looking at a few others, Penn wins tonight over Elkhart Central. No surprise there. But look at the score, 48-17 for the top-ranked team in Class 6A. Pioneer over Culver, 48-14. A couple of small schools just outside of our region, but a couple of teams that we try to track from time to time as well. West Lafayette over Twin Lakes. Remember, West Lafayette played Lafayette Central Catholic last week, and Central Catholic beat them. But tonight, West Lafayette beats Twin Lakes by a score of 56-36, the high-scoring affair just down the road, not too far, I guess about an hour or so down the road from our area here. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick timeout here. We'll get a few more scores. We do have a couple more bills to pay, so to speak. Let's do that right now as we thank our sponsors to help make these broadcasts possible on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com.
Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on IndianaSports.com has been brought to you by Kept Concepts and Healing, offering neurofeedback clinics in Crown Point and Rensselaer, helping individuals with brain injuries, ADHD, and depression. Their website is KeptConceptsInHealing.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Call Adam Decker at 219-663-7400 or visit his website at www.adamdeckerlaw.com. The Lake County Museum, located on the second floor of the old Lake County Courthouse in downtown Crown Point, or online at facebook.com/Crown Point Museum. David Uran, mayor of the city of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on IndianaDeskSports.com. Sentier Bank, family owned and operated and not for sale. Learn more at Sentier.com. And by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, and The Sea Breeze, with the world's greatest vocals, bringing you easy listening music 24 hours a day at www.thebreeze.com. Thank you for listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on IndianaDeskSports.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School football on Internet Radio, IndianaSports.com.
We've got an eSports connection with Dade Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
Step back in time to see the spot where Rudolph Valentino, Joe DiMaggio, and Red Grange obtained their marriage licenses. The Lake County Museum features over 10,000 artifacts within a space of 6,000 square feet. Stop by and see it for yourself. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point, open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 29th. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child, and remember to like them on Facebook. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. The high school football season is already underway, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest audio archives and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services of Crown Point, Indiana. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Uran always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. You're listening to the Crown Point High School Bulldogs post-game show on USA-365.com.
All right, we're back for a final time here at Crown Point High School on our post-game show. Frank Sprankle standing by. We've been checking some few of the scores. Frank, do we have a final on that big game we've been watching?
No, we do not, but 42-35 last check in the fourth quarter with under 4 minutes to go between Michigan City and LaPorte. Too close to call, as some elections are every 2 to 4 years, it seems. We do have a couple finals out of the DAC. Lake Central downing Maryville 23-7, while 24-20. Portage picking up the road win against Valparaiso. We do have a number of scores. Unfortunately, we do not have finals, but Lowell heading for a win tonight, 41-3. They were leading Munster at the end of the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, Griffith 28-13 over Andrean at home tonight. These games out of the Northwest Crossroads Conference. Taking a look at other scores as best as we have them, Great Lakes Northwest Crossroads Showdown at Hobart. The Brickies, a 35-12 lead over Morden in that one. And one final to report, Winnemac on the road defeating Caston. Hoosier North School of Local Interest. Winnemac going on the road, shutting out Caston 35-0.
All right, very good. Here's a couple other scores a little bit further out of our area, but Bremen over Jimtown, 34-27, might be a score of interest to some folk. Concord over Northridge, 31-19. That's just off to the east of us in the Eastern Time Zone. And looking at Goshen over Plymouth. Wow, get a load of this score, Frank. Goshen defeats Plymouth 7-2.
That's a pretty good baseball
score. It's like a baseball
score.
That's
a typical baseball score.
7-2. Wow, safety and giving up a touchdown. Wow. And Knox over Triton in a very close game, 34-33 in triple overtime. Wow, 34-33 in triple overtime, Knox over Triton. So Lafayette Central Catholic, as I mentioned earlier, over Rensselaer Central, 52-16. So and then here's, how about LaPel? They've had a great season this year over Knightstown, 61-6. The other scores that we were looking at, okay, how about New Prairie and John Glenn? New Prairie over John Glenn, 50-33, New Prairie over John Glenn. Of course, New Prairie coached by Russ Radke, the former Griffith Panthers coach, and a possible regional opponent of 4A schools such as Lowell or others in our area. Penn defeated Elkhart Central 48-17. Pioneer over Culver 48-14. And let's see, how about South Bend St. Joe? You remember they defeated Lowell, was that last year in that disappointing game or 2 years ago? 22-6 over Culver Academy. South Bend St. Joe, winner tonight. And, Warren Central, the big powerhouse over Carmel tonight, 40-30. That obviously caught a few fans down in the central Indiana area around Indianapolis, of course. And I believe those are the finals that we have. I guess we'll just have to call the end of it. But, yeah, the big surprise there was Lake Central over Merrillville tonight. Lake Central coming down strong with their old coach back, Brett St. Germain, who took off a few weeks. Now he's back in the saddle again. And Lake Central comes out on top of Merrillville 23-7. Obviously, the Lake Central defense shutting down that normally very potent Merrillville offensive attack. So I have a feeling that maybe Cameron, the quarterback. Remember that, Wright?
Yeah, Cameron Wright.
Cam Wright.
Yep, Cam Wright.
He was. I read that he was injured last week, and then of course Kirkland.
James Kirkland, we've seen him the last couple of years.
The receiver was injured. But then again, Austin Atkins for Lake Central was injured too. So so a couple of teams coming together and having a great game over there with Lake Central and Merrillville. All right, anything else there, Frank?
Well, we're still waiting on that final. I don't know if we're going to get it before we go off the air tonight. One check. It was, the game was under 1 minute left, and apparently we do not have, apparently 30 seconds remain. LaPorte, fourth and two at the 12. They are holding at last check a 42-35 lead over Michigan City, but that game has not gone final yet.
Okay, so they're trying to run the clock out there. We'd like to remind everyone that our traveling microphone will be traveling one final time for the regular season to Michigan City, the site of that LaPorte Michigan City game. Ames Field is the name of the site there in Michigan City. Crown Point Bulldogs will be finishing up the regular season there against Michigan City. And we'll be on the air next Friday night at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, definitely a beautiful facility. Cannot wait to go out to Ames Field and see the Michigan City Wolves. The question is, will they come back tonight or will they pick up a loss here tonight? But still a good team. Looking forward to seeing that. Phil Mason, the former Andrean head coach as well, Wheeler before that, coaching at Michigan City. Can't wait to talk to him and see how he's doing as well as the entire Michigan City Wolves program, in which they have lost tonight. It has gone final, 42-35. LaPorte wins, so they stay perfect. The Slicers have the DAC title all to themselves for 2016.
Well, congratulations to the LaPorte Slicers. They certainly deserve that championship. They had a great season. All right, that's going to wrap things up here at Crown Point High School. Dave Woodworth, along with Mark Smith and Frank Sprankel, thanking all of you for tuning in tonight and being a part of our broadcast and enjoying this Bulldogs victory over the Chetan Trojans by a final of 28-0. Again, we'll be back on the air next week. Ground Point at Michigan City, 6:30 for a pregame show. On behalf of our entire team, including our president, John Meyer of Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, Mark Smith with the weekly Renegade poll and his weekly picks, and, of course, his preview stories of both Ground Point and Lowell every week at USA-365.com. Special thanks to Frank Sprankle for his game preparation notes. And, of course, I'm Dave Woodworth, the executive producer, thanking you for joining us for tonight. Again, the final score here, Ground Point over Chesterton, 28-0. Wishing you a very delightful weekend. Have a good night, everyone.